for Brett.
I'm going to call this meeting of the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board to order, the June 11th, 6:30 PM. Would everybody please rise and recite the Pledge of Allegiance with me? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you all. So in attendance now, we've got Paul. Paul Thomas, Earl Barbeau, Alexandria Malone, Max Carter, Chairman, Jill Leva, Secretary, County Liaison Beatrice, and Greg?
Yep, Greg, sir.
From Comprehensive Planning. Before we go any further, I just want to take and iterate, and I know I'm preaching to the choir, but trying to get in the habit, that the new norm is 6 feet apart, social distancing, masks, and please obey the rules. And so, with that being said, I introduce the county staff. Any public comment for anything on the agenda? Or so, none appearing. We'll move on to approval of the minutes of March 12th, 2020. Do I have a motion? So moved. All those in favor of approving the minutes of March 12th, 2020, signify by saying aye. Aye. Any opposed? It's unanimous. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda for June 11th, 2020? Either hold, combine, or delete any items, or approve as written. Can I get a motion? We have a motion from Earl to approve the agenda as printed. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Any opposed? None appearing, passes. And then it goes to informational items.
No informational items.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now we'll go into planning and zoning. This first, and I believe only item, will come up on July 8th, 2020 at the Board of County Commissioners. It's ET 2020-400048, UC 18-0168, LNY Investment LLC, use permit, first extension of time to commence the following: reduce the separation from a gasoline station to a residential use, reduce the separation from a tire sales and installation facility to a residential use, reduce separation from a vehicle maintenance facility to a residential use, reduce the separation from a vehicle repair facility to a residential use, permit a proposed vehicle paint and body facility, permit a proposed tire sales and installation facility in APZ2 overlay district, permit a proposed vehicle maintenance facility in the APZ2 overlay district, permit a proposed vehicle paint and body shop facility in the APZ2 overlay district, permit a proposed vehicle repair facility in the APZ2 overlay district, permit a proposed vehicle rental facility in the APZ2 overlay district, and permit a proposed vehicle sales facility in the APZ2 overlay district. Waivers of development standards for the following: reduce the separation from a vehicle and paint and body shop to a residential use, permit a vehicle paint and body shop as a principal use, increase block wall height, reduced improvement standards, throat depth where required by uniform standard drawings, and modified street standards. Design reviews for the following: proposed convenience store, proposed gasoline station, proposed tire sales and installation facility, proposed vehicle maintenance facility, proposed vehicle paint and body shop, proposed vehicle repair facility, proposed vehicle rental facility, and proposed vehicle sales facility on 3.9 acres in an MD design manufacturing APZ2 zone, generally located on the east side of Lamb Boulevard and the north side of Lake Mead Boulevard within Sunrise Manor. I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, please, that this is, after reading all of that, this is really only an extension, correct? All of that other stuff has already been approved. This is just an extension of time to proceed on the project. Okay. So with that being said, is there any questions or comments from the public? None appearing. We'll open it up to questions and comments from the board. Obviously, I apologize because it's not in the record that I failed to ask if the applicant was present, and unless he's from comprehensive planning, the applicant is not present. So what's your pleasure?
I got one question, maybe planning can just do it. Looks like the place is for sale.
I don't know any realtor that's going to.
You wouldn't know that?
For sale, the Lancaster town was running the land, so it's on by the entitlements.
Have a motion to approve. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Okay, that ends our planning and zoning. And where's the, okay. Is there any general business? None. Any questions or any comments from the general public? None. Our next meeting date is July 2nd, 2020. Right here at 6:30. Thank you all. We're adjourned.
When's the next meeting?
July 2nd, 2020 at 6:30 p.m.